It is morning show time, community conversation here on The Morning Show from WRCO and WRCE. Joining us live via the phone today, talking about the upcoming 61st annual Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show, is Pete Holzman. Pete, are you excited about this year's show?
Yeah, I'm always excited about the show. It just seems that it gets more fun every year, but the other problem is that every year it gets here, I'm a year older, so I'm not convinced at all that good.
you're a long-time volunteer for this. Why do you feel this is important? Do you remember why you first got involved?
Well, it's a good club that we all get along and work together to put on a show, and everybody seems to have a spot that they're comfortable in, and so you just get yourself a place and just move along with everybody else. It's a real cooperative effort. There's nobody gets a salary for anything. It's all volunteer.
I know last year you had a successful show. I believe it was Alice Chalmers, the featured tractor last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, we had a very successful show last year, and a family from Richland Center area, Durst family, was heavily involved with the Alice Chalmers stuff. They brought a lot of tractors and gave us a lot of support in the area of Alice Chalmers.
Yeah, I'm not surprised there, that's for sure. We switch over to J.I. Case Machinery this year, and I'm guessing they have quite a following too, right?
Yeah, J.I. Case was originally manufactured in Racine, Wisconsin, and they still have a presence down there, and they are, well, in the days, 40s and 50s, transportation wasn't what it is today, so tractors that were made in Racine oftentimes got sold in Wisconsin because it was just that much easier to transport and get parts and everything else.
So they will be featured, and their club comes in this year. Do they get special places where those tractors and those implements are going to be shown then, Pete?
Oh, yeah. We have the feature building, which will feature anything Case, a lot of different stuff there. The Heritage, Case Heritage Foundation, they call themselves. Now, they've never been at our show before. We've had Case, but never this particular group, and supposedly, I don't know, but you hear that they have a whole lot of historical stuff that relates to the early days of Case when they were heavily in steam tractors, and a lot of their early stuff is supposedly going to be at the show, so we'll find out what they bring. Whatever it is, I'm sure we'll put it on display and enjoy it.
It's the 61st show, as we said at the outset, Pete, and I'm guessing if you go back all those years, now we're looking at a lot of tractors that'll be at the show that weren't even made when this show started in Baraboo.
you're right there. We got a lot of 50s and 60s tractors, which don't seem that long ago, but actually, if they're built in 1950, they're 70 years old. Is that right?
Yeah. Amazing
how that happens.
Oh, I know it. And it, what I find sometimes is I'll see a tractor that I think, well, that's fairly modern, and I find out it's like 60 years old. You know, how can that be?
Yeah, right. But if you look at the tractors that were made in the teens and the 20s, one of the tractors that we're going to have there is a 45, I think it's a 4570. Very rare Case tractor. It was built in the teens, and they made less than 50 of them, but they're just a huge, huge, clumsy gasoline tractor. That it's just the comparison to that, to even to one that was built in the 40s. There's just astounding the difference in them and how quickly the agriculture evolved into more manageable and more useful tractors.
Yeah, it's amazing to look at some big machine like that, and all of a sudden you realize, well, that's only like 20-some horse. You'd figure it was a bigger tractor than that, right?
Yeah. They were bigger horses, though. They had Clydesdales back then.
Yeah, that's very true. Well, let's talk a little bit about the steam engines then. Is there still a pretty lively group that brings those and supports those?
Oh, yeah. They are very, very active. And this year, the club is trying to get one model of every horsepower rating of the steam tractors, the steam engines that were made. So they're starting with the very smallest case steam tractor, right on up to the 110 horse. So they're going to have a lot of steam tractors there. And a lot of those were built, you know, in the teens. So when they're out there moving around and doing stuff, you're looking at a piece of history that's well over 100 years old getting around.
I know we kind of sound like old fellers, but, you know, it's hard to imagine anything being made today that's going to be still around running in 100 years, Pete. Right?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, just I hope I'm around to see it.
Oh, yeah, me too. lots of miniatures, too, right? You have all kinds of different displays there.
Oh, yeah, many, many. Lots and lots of exhibitors. We have 1,000 exhibitor plaques that we give a person that has a exhibit at the show. When they register, they get a plaque. And it's just a little 3x4 piece of brass with a name and date on it. But with 1,000 of them ready to give out to exhibitors, we might have a few left at the end. But we give out close to 1,000 to exhibitors each year. So that's a lot of exhibitors.
It surely is. And then blacksmithing, you featured that in the past. Are you going to again this year?
Oh, yeah, there's a blacksmith shop, permanent building there with blacksmiths making various items as during the show. They have their forges working and the hammers and the anvils, and they are always willing to talk. You stop and ask them, how do you weld a piece of iron just by putting two pieces in the forge and getting them a certain temperature and pound them together? And they weld. It's quite a talent that blacksmiths have.
Yeah, definitely a lost art. Why do you think it's important for this generation, the new generation, to see these kind of things in action?
Well, it's not taught in any school that I know of. And it as a demonstration, it's a whole lot different than reading it in a book. If the guy is standing there and he's got this piece of iron and a hammer, and he's going to make it into a step for a buggy or whatever, and you see how it's done and how much patience it takes and how much skill, it is impressive, and hopefully people realize how it was done and why it was done. So, yeah, it's just good for people, even anybody, to stop and take a look and see how things were done.
Will you have vintage cars and trucks this year, Pete?
Yeah, we're going to have vintage. Well, right now we have two very vintage case cars, and I guess they're expecting a couple more. Not many people realize that Case built a car, and they built a truck and tried to sell them with their dealers, but we have two of them in the display building now, and the others will be out on the line with whatever shows up. We never know what cars are going to be there and what trucks and who's going to participate. It's always a guessing game, I guess. But, yeah, we have quite a few cars and trucks.
I had no idea that Case made cars and trucks. Any idea of the vintage, how old they are?
I looked at the two that are there, and one of them is from 1914. The other one is from 1916, I believe. So, yeah.
No wonder I've never heard of them. They are very rare, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. But these two actually come from Wisconsin, so I guess I don't know. I didn't know there were that many. I guess there's more Case cars around than what I know of, but I just don't travel in that circles where they travel, that's for sure.
Tell me about your flea market, because that's another big drawing card, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, the flea market. That's, 300 vendors, something like that. Covers a lot of area, and it is varied. It's not just machinery, cast iron items. It's not just any particular thing. And if you can't find it at the flea market, chances are it doesn't exist in Wisconsin. There's everything from toys to tools to lamps, antiques of all kinds, and just a whole lot of stuff, garden tractor stuff. I don't know. You just got to walk through there and decide what you're going to look for and just keep walking, because you got a long ways to go.
And a lot of times it's the thrill of the find, isn't it?
I hope so.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people look at it that way.
Yeah, you got to find. It's got to be here someplace. We just got to keep looking.
Right. And the food is outstanding. Can you tell us about the food and the vendors that will be there?
Yeah, we're going to have several food vendors and reasonable prices. Several church groups have food tents there, and some youth groups have food tents there. We try to get local people and to be the food providers, if you call them that, and we do look for them. I know there's one group, I think it's three churches are together, maybe four, and they have a large stand, and with three or four working together, it isn't so hard on one particular group. So, yeah, they do a lot of food and a lot of variation in the food. It's not just burgers and brats. There's lots of other stuff going on in the food department, too.
Maybe even some homemade pie. You never know, right?
Yeah, I know. The homemade pies and homemade desserts, they are definitely part of the show. A good part of the show.
Do you have live music this year?
Yeah, there's going to be bands all 3 days in the food court area there. They're going to just vocal talent, but good talent and enjoyable. So I don't know the names of any of them that are coming this year, but I'm sure they'll be there.
Awesome. I know that's a big part of it, too, walking around and hearing the music. It's just a kind of a great festival atmosphere, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a family thing. You know, you can bring the kids. There's room for a walk around and not get in anybody's way. And your kids can look at stuff and wonder what in the world that is. And if the guy is standing there that has the display, he'll be more than happy to explain a whole lot about it. So it's just very educational in that way.
What is music to your ears when you're walking around there? Is there a particular engine or tractor or anything like that that really still gets you excited about it, Pete?
Well, yeah, I enjoy all of them, but the early gas tractors, and we do have quite a few of what they call the prairie tractors that are, they're just big, 20, 30 tons, and they have a one-cylinder, two-cylinder, a couple of them have four-cylinder engines in them, and they just motor along like they did when they were brand new. And it's just enjoyable to see them for me.
You'll be seeing some farming things as well. You're going to be having some threshing and things like that going on as well?
Yeah, threshing will be there with a steam engine running the threshing machine. Sawmill, there again, there's two sawmills, one probably maybe even more than that when they get the people that come in, but we have two official club, I guess you call them, sawmills, one in a big building, that's the big hug mill. They usually have two steamers hooked to that sawing lumber, and then the other one is a band mill that was around the Baraboo area, I guess most of its life. And at one time, it was water-powered on a creek or a stream in the hills in Baraboo. And that was later on, I'm told, that the Ringling Brothers Circus used it to saw lumber to make their wagons. And I don't know the story of how it got to our grounds, but it's got wooden, 7-foot wooden wheels that the band goes around. And it's a pretty impressive piece of machinery. Almost antique tractor, a steam engine running the, powering the band. And it's pretty much manual labor. There's not a whole lot of hydraulics or anything involved in it. It's all, you move the log by hand, you set it up and you saw it and then you move it again. So it's a very early American piece of machinery.
There are a lot of units that I see there that I wonder, how do they actually get them there logistically? I mean, it's some of those things are huge.
Yeah, we have the electric power plant from Lone Rock, and they changed over their electrical system, and we went down there and asked them if they would leave the, if we could get one of the engines, and they, I think they just graciously donated it to us if we got it out of their building without destroying everything. And that's up there, and that'll be running. That's a 2-cylinder Fairbanks Morse generating engine. And that, I think, weighs in the neighborhood of 30 tons, so 30,000 pounds. I'll take that back, 15 tons. That was a major move in itself, and club members, a couple of our club members have heavy-duty equipment. They're road contractors, and they graciously donate their time and their machinery and patience to deal with us guys that aren't quite exact in how we move heavy equipment. So it's a club effort. Every piece of that machinery is.
How many are in your club?
I have been told we have 900 members.
Oh, wow.
But a lot of those members are from other states. And, you know, you see them at the shows, but that's about it. They want to be members. They want to be part of the group. So, but the volunteers, the actual volunteers that come and spend a lot of time at the showgrounds are probably 100, 150 members that come in and donate their time at the time of the show. So it's a cooperative effort.
It's a huge undertaking, that's for sure. And are you seeing some younger members of the club?
Oh, yeah. Everybody's younger than I am.
Well. I'm just wondering about the enthusiasts, though, that like this stuff. Are you seeing, like, younger people getting involved in showing things?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's definitely true. And it's interesting that I was talking to a couple of the members, and I explained to them, it seems like we've got a group of people that are freshly retired and looking for things to do, so they come and work at the show more than ever. Of course, now they've got the time. And the guy says to me, he says, younger and retired. No, that's okay. Yeah, but we do have a group of younger people, and they are very enthusiastic members. And as it does help a lot. Our board now is comprised of a lot of, well, there's 2 or 3 people on there that are under 50, and that's a good age group because they've got a lot of enthusiasm, and they're really willing to have a good idea or a new idea and willing to work with it and make the show better.
Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show, admission price just $10. That's very reasonable, with children 12 and under free with an adult. Again, that's a lot of entertainment for not a lot of money, Pete.
Yeah, you get your money's worth the first hour. The rest of the day is free.
Yeah, there you go.
But One thing I can't forget to mention is that this year, veterans and retired vets, anybody with military service, is getting free admission on Sunday, the 18th. That's for any veterans, and hopefully we'll have a good group of people that come in, because there's no price, you know, just come on in and enjoy the show.
What about personal units if somebody has a motorized vehicle?
Good question. Yeah, we have, you can bring a golf cart, and I think it's $20 to bring it on the grounds and use it for the day. And it has to be no larger than 6 feet wide and 10 feet long. So we're trying to keep with the golf cart size stuff, but the big SUV or UTVs, as they call them, we're not going to allow those in because they're just too big and too clumsy, and there's too many pedestrians. But the smaller stuff, if it's less than 6 feet wide and less than 10 feet long, you can register and bring them in and enjoy the show with them.
Can you still register for a camping site?
Exhibitors, yeah. If you have an exhibit and you want to camp there, I don't know. I'm guessing, this is probably wrong, but I think it's $40 for the 5 days of camping in our primitive campground, which is a pretty good deal. It's no electricity, no water, but we do have showers and running water at the restroom area there, so it's not bad. It's a good deal for exhibitors to come and bring their exhibit and bring their camping gear and get a site. We have 300, I think it's 300 campsites there, so there's a room for a lot of people.
Yeah, it really sounds like it. Well, anything else you'd like to add today, Pete?
Oh, what would I like to add? Bring us good weather.
We're trying. It looks actually pretty good. The slight chance on Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday look pretty good.
Good. And bring a smile. We don't like grumpy people. we try to be happy and hope that you are too. And we enjoy what we do, and we enjoy sharing it with a lot of people. So, yeah, come on out and look for a day of fun and spend the whole day. It's nothing. Once you get in, it's all free unless you want to buy food or something. But there's no charge to visit the blacksmith shop or no charge to visit the woodworking or the miniature farm. We have a miniature farm set up there for the kids and for other people that have to look and say, how do you put so much stuff together so nicely?
Right. Well, we can't help but smile when we see all the things going on there. Pete, always a pleasure to talk to you, and here's to a good show this weekend.
Thank you, and I hope that things go well, and maybe we'll see you there.
Yeah, we'll see if we can make it. Yeah,
okay.
We'll talk to you next August about it again, okay?
I hope I'm here.
All right. Peter Holzman joining us, talking about the Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show coming up in Baraboo this very weekend. It's the 61st show featuring J.I. Case Machinery. We'll have more on The Morning Show in just a moment.